Hackspaces have become, just like the internet, more than a mere tool. They have become a cultural and community space. DIY enthusiasts come together to pool their resources, their ideas, and work on their personal projects away from the constraints of an academic institution. There are initial plans from the Mechanical Engineering Department to create a hackspace for staff and students alike. But could an environment with so much creative free rein really have a place at Imperial? I spoke to Professor Peter Childs to find out more.
There are lots of hackspaces around the world. A hackspace, in my mind, and the hackspaces I've had the delight to engage with in the past, have been a cross between a workshop and a Costa Cafe. You have something where work is comfortable, where it's informal, where people have a purpose and a sense of excitement and a willingness to socialise and share. Translation is a term used in business and academia for moving things across from the academic idea into the commercial world. I've got two separate ideas in terms of hackspace. So in terms of the translational hackspace, that's focused upon staff and postgraduates and potentially students to push very quickly their ideas, prototype them within 2 or 3 days or a week, take advantage of help that's there. And when you've got a prototype, it's far more easy to convince people that it's worthwhile. So you're more likely to get traction in terms of funding. And what's very important in a hackspace culture is that willingness to help each other to share. And there are lots of contradictions and tensions here, because in some domains, if you're in business development with intellectual property, you're going to be desperately secretive in order to make sure that you don't give away some bright idea. But herein is the contradiction, because so often you don't have all of the skills you need and you're desperately reliant upon people to help you.
This all sounds really fantastic, but the real question is, how will this be realised at Imperial?
We are exploring something for the staff. These are early days. We've not agreed to do it yet. We're trying to think what the right format should be, how big it should be, how much funding we need, whether we need permanent staff, whether it should be informal. All of those big questions are outstanding. Simultaneously, there is a strong movement from the student body for there to be the equivalent of the translational hackspace for students. And that is just so exciting, that students are wanting spaces which are informal, that perhaps they can manage, where an informal style and a collaborative style of working is encouraged. I think barriers to entry are an issue to me, and barriers to entry are an issue for hackspaces. And it's certainly not compatible with a can-do attitude, and it's not compatible with collaboration. So spaces which say, you're allowed in, you're not allowed in, or you're only allowed in if you behave in this way. These are debates to be had by the various stakeholders, and it's a long debate.
I spoke to one society who are very involved in the planning of Hackspace.
Right, so I'm here at the Design Collective end of year party, and I'm with three of the mechanical engineer students who are part of the society. So if you could just introduce yourself.
My name is Mo Nicknafs. I'm on a year out on my mechanical engineering degree.
My name's Edward Briel. I'm a third-year mech eng student. Yep.
I'm John, also known as the Captain.
They told me they felt Hackspace was not just about having a place to work on your personal projects, but more about encouraging a fundamental change in the culture and work ethic at Imperial.
Raising awareness of design in our work and generating interest, but also highlighting to people that there are different career paths available. I mean, we've got quite an anti-financial corporate mentality driving us forwards, because we believe that you take your engineering skills, you take your biology skills, to what you want to do.
It seems almost like the pressure to get a certain grade or do well or graduate, even as it might be, dissuades people from trying new things and just being a bit experimental. And I think having this separate kind of sphere at Imperial would bring back this experimental, creative side to people, which is often bashed out to them because they want to get a grade.
Beyond the first 2 years of learning the basics and reinforcing the fact that experimenting and really playing around with what you're doing will lead to bad grades, I think that's one thing that really dampens people's motivation to move forward with their own projects and to really try different innovative things. I think what Mo's getting at is we want to start the collective, because you can reappropriate pure design thinking into your own work in the sense that it's okay to try different things, to do quick and dirty projects, and then apply the ideas and the ideals behind them into your own work, and then make bigger and better things through learning through failure. And that's one thing that's really being blocked at the moment. From what we've seen from the startups that are coming out of Imperial and the RCA, the innovations that they're bringing to the table, these will be really important projects that will be born from these hackspaces, and it'll give opportunities to people who wouldn't have previously ever thought or considered these paths. That's what's really good.
So there we have it. Hackspaces could provide different and more diverse opportunities to students who want to nurture their talents.
I think if we can build communities and maybe having societies running certain hackspaces, having certain departments promoting their hackspaces, once they take off and gain momentum, they'll completely change the nature of Imperial.